Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
This is Rick from Port Macquarie, listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Hey folks, this is Exeter. Hello everyone. I haven't done anything since the last time I did one, which got stuck into a 12-hour stream, so no one probably heard it. Not happy Jan, but never mind, it was there somewhere. If you look into live stream, big audio chat one, I think it's 5 hours, 4 minutes in to that chat. Anyway, I thought I'd just pop on and have a chat about what's going on. Sydney tonight, we had one case. No one died, no one got hurt. And all of a sudden, it's masked, no dancing, no singing, unless you go to a wedding on Saturday. So you're not allowed to dance or sing tomorrow, but if you go to a wedding, you're allowed to, apparently. So, ludicrous. Absolutely fucking ludicrous. And on ABC tonight, which I had the misfortune to watch, all the journalists or people they interviewed about this new thing all had speech impediments from, Sylvester, suffering succotash, type. Speaking like this. One of the ladies spoke like this about COVID-19. She was seriously, seriously upset about how many people might be suffering from sicknesses. It's just, I think it's deliberate to make you go absolutely bossy. And if I wasn't experienced with the lunatic type behaviour and realising where they're trying to send us. They're trying to absolutely send us mental, and they really are going to do a good job of it. As Mr. Alan Watt, said, keeping your sanity is going to be absolutely paramount to your survival of the next few years. And I agree. I mean, it just, you watch the news and everything's just ludicrous. They're deliberately doing this too. I really do think they're deliberately putting people with speech impediments as all the experts have speech impediments. I mean, what are the odds of that? What are the odds of that? I don't know, but I'm saying I think it's deliberate. So you're not allowed to dance, sing, smile, grin till Sunday, apparently. And that's how fast things can move from being... I've been talking about, on Saturday night on fakeologist.com, I think I was saying things are back to normal. And I knew, obviously, these things could go pear-shaped faster than a rat out of an aqueduct, quoting from Life of Brian. And they did. Mask. I was driving along a back street in a city where I am, in Sydney, and I spotted a guy wearing a mask walking down a hill, and I thought, obviously, you do spot the odd imbecile. That's what they are. Wearing up, but he didn't look like an absolute imbecile. He looked like an order follower. I don't know what the difference is. Probably isn't actually any difference. And anyway, I switched the radio on and it was hype. I went into the bottle shop, the poor guy in there wearing a mask, went to the takeaway shop. Luckily none of them were masked up. They were all free and easy and I was most happy, but not everyone switched straight over to it, but they know very well that they can do this and they're doing it. They're turning normal mad. This is gaslighting. Be told. This is gaslighting of the highest order to send the people of kind of awake or just, common sense to go absolutely potty. And you just got to somehow just put up with this and try and, how do you do it? You just have to try and put up with it. That's all you can do. All you can do, because this is not going to end, as Ab said the other night on one of his shows, which I've been listening to, fantastic stuff, and I'm so happy to hear the Mr. Anonymous donated 1,900 and
something, or $1,119. Keep FocoTube essential listening, folks. Essential watching, folks. FocoTube for another whole year, which is just fantastic. So we had Rollo donated $300 or $400. Good man. Good man. Mad, but good man. And then Bing donated either $900 or $600. I can't remember what it was, but that was fantastic. Good stuff. Good stuff. What else can I talk about? Hopefully this doesn't get buried like my last show did. Why would I do a show with a bit of witch? I did a whole 3-4 minutes of Alan What's-His-Name being quite funny, I thought, but no one's heard it, obviously. But anyway, enough about me. And the controversy, I think John Le Bon, they give him a hard time, and I've given him a hard time. He's funny. He is funny, and he spent some time doing a Photoshop of Fakeologist Alehouse under new management, and I think it's hilarious. I'm not upset. Not upset at all. I went through, you know, we had a bit of a controversy the other day. I said what I said. Do I regret what I said? Probably not, actually, in some ways. You just got to say what you say. I mean, I didn't know, but I think we really need to have independent, fresh conversation, not the same people every single day of the week saying the same things or whatever. And we've got so many good talkers on there. And I must say, especially the females, let me tell you now, and I've been a listener for probably 6-7 years of fakeologist.com. Didn't start contributing to probably 3 or 4 years ago. But very impressed with those wonderful girls, Purple Play, Linda, Babette. Fantastic. She is an absolute talent. Just a girl. Great stuff. These are the people that need, the women need to be out there forefront getting their stuff across, because people like hearing women's voices, I think. I do, anyway. I just chuckled, though, when I saw John Le Bon stuff. Look, johnlebon.com, he has got a good sense of humour. Yes, he annoyed me so much that I joined Fakeologist, so I can't complain. But when it comes to being funny and being sarcastic, and he's fantastic. So good on you, mate. Yeah. And I've got something to say that he'll probably think was quite good. Do you really want, let me tell you now, folks, do you really, really want your friends to wake up? Do you? Because when they do, let me tell you, you're going to get barraged with YouTube clips and negative stories about vaccines and Catholics and whatever. And I have got a couple of friends, only two, that barrage me with this stuff. And I'm like going, why did I tell him all this stuff in the first place? Because I knew all this stuff years ago, but now he's telling me the same stuff I knew, you know, probably 30 years ago in some cases. It's good to know that you've got good friends that are awake, but let me tell you, the stuff that we do talk about is not happy. And now I understand where the normal person is going, because they are just going, I don't want to, I do not, you know, I've just got a sore knee, and I have two sore knees, actually. I've got bills to pay, and there's some cunt ringing me up telling me that the Catholics have taken over the earth 300 years ago and all the vaccines are going to kill me. I already knew that, but I don't want to be retold, and now I know what the normies are going about. No one wants to hear this stuff, to be honest. I don't want to be nasty to anyone here, but we've woken up. Most of us can deal with it. But a lot of people probably don't want to hear this, and you're probably doing more harm than good at trying to wake people up. So I'd say johnlebon.com and his confrontational way will probably enjoy what I'm saying here, because really I'd rather have a chat with someone that's having a normal conversation than someone that's barraging me with stuff on vaccines and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because, you know, let's just, you know, say we know that you don't want to stick anything that hasn't been researched into your arm. We know that. At the end of the story, I don't need to talk about it anymore at the end of the day. So now I'm kind of going with Mr. Le Bon pseudonym and saying, yeah, I now see what he's inferring. But I'd rather have a conversation with a person that's in La La Land at the moment, because I've got sore knees. I nearly slipped over and broke my last knee, and I've only got two today. And it's just, you know, it's negative stories are negative stories. I do think there's a lot of this negative press and negative news and doing it to do our collective heads in, whether we all are awake or asleep. Either way, we're all getting stressed. And that is paramount to not get stressed. We need to be making jokes, having a laugh, smelling the roses, doing what you got to do. It's so hard. I agree. I mean, I'd switch the ABC in Australia is just sickening. You just almost have to have three sick buckets. One to get to the next first sick bucket and three before you throw up, and then two others to fill up after you've got to those ones. Because it's just pathetic. It really is. What else can I talk about? Made a couple of notes. My sister rang me this afternoon. She said, "Does her daughter, who works as a nurse doing tests, ring you today?" And I said, "No." And she's laughing away, and she said, apparently she rang her mother and said, "Mum, I just want to tell you that I've been advised to say that if you want the Pfizer vaccine, I can get it for you." And my sister said, "Why don't you ring Uncle Rick and tell him that?" Luckily she didn't, folks. Luckily she didn't. I wouldn't have been horrible to her, but it would have been worth recording my response to that stupid and pathetic question. Anyway, my sister said, "Why don't you tell your father to go and get it and take my one as well? And maybe have another one to take the three." No love lost between those two. Funny, but no love lost between those two. And what else before I disappear? And I don't know where this is going to go. I mean, I really could talk for another, probably 15 hours if I wanted to. I have to say, I don't listen to the great big long shows that are going down. It's annoying because Jan Erik's on there, and that guy is talent. I keep talking about him. He's got as many books as I have, probably more. He pops up in the mornings, which I can't be bothered talking. And when I do, I haven't had a coffee or I get grumpy and I either abuse someone for talking too much or being too controlling, which I did last Saturday, let me tell you. It's all on there. And it's good pub. Look, to be honest, John Le Bon came out and put a couple of funny responses. Didn't mention that we actually patched it up. But that's him. He's a... what's the word for it? He controversial. Yes, he is. Money making. That's what he's there for. And he admits it. Good on him. Look, the more he does things like that, the more I think he's not that bad after all. Even though he does annoy me, but I think he's very funny. And people say, "Oh no, he's not." Yes, he is. That guy's got a great sense of sarcasm, and a great sense of humour, I must say, and I enjoy it. And I'm still on. Yes, I am. Rollo's at home with his brother, who's a fantastic character, let me tell you. And I've told him tonight, though, I said, "You better get your psychologist report sorted out because they're not going to fuck around for this anymore." And he needs to do that. Hopefully he's done it. We'll be on Rick and Rollo on Saturday night, folks. It'll be worth it. Hopefully a couple of other people will turn up. I want to get some of the people that haven't spoken for a while on there because there's too many of the same shows being so, and I said, I cannot. I've got ADD and et cetera, et cetera. I just can't do 10-hour shows. Come on. It's too much. And not even the hardiest person with some kind of brain issue that wants to listen to 14 hours could do so, as far as I'm concerned. It's too much. So they need to be broken up. Or my suggestion is they need to get the great minds on to do a 1 to 2 hour show every now and then. And I would suggest Sean, SMJ. Yeah, I mean, that guy has got a brain on him, be told. They're not going to... Look, I wouldn't even try and argue with it. The guy has got a science mind and a legal mind, apparently. Him and Jan Erik. And Emism, possibly, or could do a great show. Or him with maybe I should do. I'm Sean. I think I could. Dave J, the most controversial out there, next to Jean Le Bon, pseudonym. And Dave, I think Dave J is probably his real name, allegedly. Great stuff. I mean, these guys can talk about stuff. So, and if you saw a 1.5 hour show on YouTube and it had Dave J, SMJ, and anyone, like pretty much anyone could fit into that slot. And say one of the girls, Skylark and Purple Play, the great Babette, you know you're going to listen to a good 1.5 hours, you're going to get great information. When someone appears with 14 hours of 15 different people raving over the top of each other, and I've been there and I've done it, I just can't do it anymore. I won't do it anymore. I'll do this, I'll turn up and chat away, or I'll do one with Rollo or whatever. Announcer salt today. Frank, he sent me 2 kilos of his finest salt the other day. It was opened by coincidence when I got it. I'm suggesting it was tampered with, but who's to know? Beautiful salt. If you do yourself a favour, send him a message and say, Frank, how much is your salt? Please send me some. Here's $20 or $30. I don't know what it was worth, but my God, it's good stuff. And he can talk as well. And what a nice voice. What a nice voice. So Frank's been doing some good stuff, apparently. Jan Erik, Mism, even Gaia has been very civil. And I think he's learned his lesson and he realises he's got the same. Look, we've all suffered from speaking and standing in our own tongue or foot every now and then. He's an inquisitive science type. I've always said that. And he will be... It's annoying when someone asks you where you got that from. Look, he's got some good information. You've got Benoit been doing fantastic. Look, if it wasn't for Benoit, I was kicked out on last Saturday after I nearly implied someone had a few drinks. And it was so funny in the end because I was driving and I couldn't stop and just immediately hit the, to get back in, reapply to get back in. So what I did is I managed to get hold of Ben, Jerry, the wonderful Swiss accent or French accent. Anyway.
You're listening to Rick talking to himself.
Hi, this is Matthew.
This is Maria Lakita.
Mark Manuel.
This is OBS.
Noise level. Polly Milton.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Fantastic fast values last bit on that. And what some great, I mean, Matty, what a voice. Let me tell you, thefastpodcast.com. We've got Matty on there a fair bit, and he does some great bumpers for us, let me tell ya. And fantastic as it was. Now, what was I talking about? I'll change the subject completely here. This is something no one's spoken about. You're hearing this first, right here. Gary Larson, the cartoonist that used to do a lot of cartoons for most big newspapers, basically a one panel shot. Some of the funniest stuff in print, let me tell you. He retired, like he was 40 or something or other. Like, and I remember saying, why would a guy producing so much happiness and laughter just pull the pin? In my mind, I think he was told to fuck off, you're making people too happy, because no one wants the newspaper that's going to cheer you up. And if you got to a Larson cartoon, you would start laughing back in the 90s. Everyone had a Larson book or a collection at home. He got absolutely removed from our psyche back in the 90s. I don't know if he's still around. I guess he might be. He might have spoken about it. Why was he sacked when he was so popular and a talent? I believe it's because they don't want you to be happy. They want you to be as miserable as possible, listening to negative news on the newspapers and the radio. They don't want you smiling or laughing or getting a cheery hit. They want you miserable. They really do. They really do want you to be a miserable piece of depressed. There's some kind of energy that they feed off. And when I say they, something's out there doing this. I mean, I'm there with listening to IPS's Metascript stuff. Fantastic. Fantastic. Obviously, are they there? Even though he does cover over geoengineering. And look, I've never said chemtrails are trying to kill you. I'm just saying that they're doing strange things in the sky. And anyone over 50 knows that. He's not over 50, clearly. And maybe he's getting paid to be a disinformation. I don't know. I love his show. His show is one of my favourites. He told. Love it. It's just, he's got the best audience, as far as I'm aware. Maybe apart from fakeologist.com. Good people listen and do some great phone calls in. Lynn Bertel, legend. Absolute legend.
Also, last night I noticed Marcus back on. Someone called Marcus sitting in the live stream waiting to talk to someone. So I said hello, and he didn't respond. Now, I would say he's probably got an issue with me because I'm probably the same age as him. Maybe I talk about the same things as him, and he's one of those people that just has a chip on his shoulder. Who's to know? But I think his stuff's great. I don't agree with everything he says, but always entertaining. And hopefully we'll come back on and talk to Ab. I don't care if I don't talk to you. Go away if you don't want to talk to me. It doesn't worry me. Go on and do your stuff again, though. Good stuff. I thought it was great, and I thought it was great with your kids doing stuff. I thought that was good. Sorry, COVID-19. Anyway, guys, hopefully this won't get buried like all the last ones did. And Ab, again, fantastic stuff, man. Donate to Ab. Send him some money. Send him some Bitcoin. Send him some pirate coin. I'll just, on a side here, to make the show go a little bit longer, last night went to a job where I'd been sprouting about pirate coin to a guy who is a bit of an expert in crypto. And he said to me, oh, look, I can't see much about this company. He's under an art. Last night I went back there, and he come running up to me, and he said, fuck. He goes, did you put any money on that? And I said, no. And he goes, well, he didn't either. And he said, from now on, he's going to listen to my advice, because it's gone. It went from up to $18.50. It was 1 cent in January. It went to $18.50 last week, and now it's $6.50. That's 650 times your money back, folks. Look, who's back on? Zal is back on fakeology.com, fakeologist.com. He knows the stuff about crypto, and same with, I think, Zyphus or someone beginning with X. Get into it, you know, who's to know what's going down. Oh, I'll say one more thing too. Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, do not think they are divorcing. Do not think that. They are simply getting ready for the big reset. He can't offload all his shares and his portfolios and stuff without causing a mass panic. Same with Jeff Bezos, did the same thing last year. And he allegedly offloaded 70% of his company to his ex-wife. He then quadrupled his money again within weeks. This is a sign there's a big crash coming. He told, put some food in the fridge, hands in the cupboard, just in case. You've heard it here first. Anyway, Rick signing off, and wonderful to have this opportunity to chat to people. Thanks to Mr. Ab. Good man. See you on Saturday night, guys, and I'll be signing off now. Bye. Before I disappear, I just remembered something else I want to talk about. It's well known, thanks to Rollo reminding everybody continuously, that I spent time on the Matrix films. Those films were clearly, deliberately pushed onto that X-Files crew that were watching X-Files around the same era, from 94. onwards, and X-Files production company was 113. Oh my god.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Yeah. Thank you, Ed, for that donging in my ear. The X-Files, which came around probably about 94 or so, was there also to wake people up and put them in a certain state of mind. The Matrix was definitely done at the same time. I mean, look at all the things in the Matrix. You got Neo's birth certificate or passport. He was born in whatever. His birthday was 9/11/2001. All the stuff was there to bring a lot of people into a certain way of thinking, and then guardrail them, or keep them into a certain way of thinking, be it flat earth. All these things were all arrived in 2015, you know, 15 years after, or 14 years after 2001. Flat earth. Obviously, to me, they wanted you to get into those films and TV shows. Like, as a child, I grew up in the land, in the land of New Zealand, but we were absolutely, every show was pushing esoteric.
We had Spock in Search of, Leonard Nimoy, hosted by Leonard Nimoy. We had one of the biggest shows, of course, was the writer of 2001 Space Odyssey. He had a show called, what was it called? Anyway, we'll move on from that. But that show and In Search of were the biggest shows after C. Clarke's Mysterious World. Sorry. Arthur C. Clarke's Mysterious World and Leonard Nimoy's In Search of were on peak times. They wanted you to know about the pyramids. They wanted you to be obsessed with the South American Maya. They interesting stuff, of course. Don't get me wrong here, but if they wanted you not to know the stuff, you would not have heard about it. You would have been kept amused with Donald Duck and Bugs Bunny. They didn't do that. They wanted you to be pushed into the esoteric. Esoteric means hidden knowledge. Hidden knowledge. Now, if they wanted you to get into this, what was the game plan? What was the game plan? I don't know. But I was obsessed with space, all of those things, because of the TV shows. And the UFO being the one that woke, well, it woke me up, but UFO 969, they built sets in England, the moon, at the same time as, or roughly the same time as Stanley Kubrick, or Cube Brick, or Q-Rick, there you go, could be me, was doing his 2001 Space Odyssey. So they were building sets that they could have used for the moon landings from 68 to 69, whatever. They then used them in Diamonds Are Forever. Watch that movie. Watch what Sean Connery does. He runs onto a set live with moon people, astronauts roaming around. He jumps into a moon buggy, all 1970. Another movie I went to see in 1970. And then after that, we had the movie with O.J. Simpson. Now, I mean, look, people need to understand that whole O.J. Simpson thing was a deliberate psyop. Deliberate psyop. O.J. Simpson's murder case was a public humiliation. It was a deliberate thing to get courts filmed, which they were never allowed to be filmed before. The whole driving around in that white SUV, filmed with helicopters. This was a thing to get you into it, and it was Kim Kardashian's father that was his lawyer. We are in a film, be told. We are in a film, and they have deliberately got us into the esoteric. UFOs, X-Files, which went, I mean, X-Files went through everything. It was aliens, chemtrails, all of those things were all pushed in the X-Files. Obviously, they wanted this to be a thing. Fox was the company that produced, that screened the X-Files. The lead character was Fox Mulder. Fox is 666. It's F is 6th letter of the alphabet. O is the 15th. X is the 24th. 666. These things are meant to be. They wanted us into the state we are in. He told. They didn't try to hide it. If they wanted to hide it, we would have, again, been watching Sesame Street and Bugs Bunny and Woody Woodpecker. That's where they would have just kept the shows aimed at that crowd. No, they wanted you to be into strange phenomena. UFOs, Yetis, Mayan civilizations. All these things were pushed onto us. Then we had Spielberg's, you know, Close Encounters, pushing the narrative that UFOs are coming down to abduct you. It was a thing that they wanted us to be into. So, work it out. I mean, if they wanted you to be where you are, what is the game plan? I don't know, but I'm saying they wanted you to be into these things. They, and they being the powers that be that own the screen companies that did the stuff. Is it the CIA? Probably. CIA was actually a Rockefeller organization to start with. It was there, used to, not as a, like the, well, the FBI is the same. The FBI is basically FIB in an anagram, F-I-B, FIB. It was deliberate. There's also definitely something in Gerry Anderson, fake name, that's not his real name, very close friends with Lord, what's his name, that owned BBC. Coincidence? I don't think so. I'd say Gerry Anson was something to do with the modelling of the spaceships that we saw pretending to go to the moon, I would say. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. So stuff's been going on, but they wanted us to be into this state of confusion, which is what we're in right now. We've got people think the moon's fake, the moon's a hologram. What's Crow 777 say? There's the moon's got a lunar wave cock. Poppycock, I would say. The moon isn't a hologram. The moon is so important for regeneration of all the tides, the planting of seeds. It's an ancient there. There's a there with planting and the moon. If you want to plant, be successful, use the moon as your... when you sow your seeds. It's a thing. Guaranteed. Don't ask me why, but it's a thing. What else? Anyway, look, I may interrupt again. This can be added on, hopefully, and not put onto some 12-hour mega chat, which I won't be listening to. Or maybe I will. Who's to know? I signed off. Hopefully, again, this will be put onto a separate show. And I'll be back with Rollo on Saturday night. Hopefully, maybe noise level. Hopefully, maybe noise level will return. I'll speak soon. Wonderful to talk to you people. And honest noxious, if that's the right word. Well, good night. Thank you.
That's all, folks.